Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Was it? A lot of questions about that we will get into over the next 4 hours. 412-928-9370 on a Black and Gold Victory Monday. The Steelers 21, the Pats 14. Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, Donnie Football intern Jack is here to answer your calls at 412-928-9370. First time we are here on a Victory Monday following a Steelers win in New England in our station's history. We're making history. Last one was in 2008. Malsey was working at ESPN Radio then?
That would have been...
2008? Were you working
summer
there?
Of 2008 is when I won the contest. So yeah, I would have been doing the occasional show there.
You did a post game for a Steelers win in New England?
I don't think... No, they didn't trust me with stuff like that. I would have been doing random weeknight shows for sure.
They didn't trust you?
Well, I mean, I had been like doing radio formally at that point for like 2 months.
You can't break down a Steelers game. That's like the easiest thing to do in radio. You can't come on the air right after a game and talk about it.
Apparently they thought I couldn't.
Who was the boss there? Our old boss, Jim Gracie? Well, shame on him at the time.
They had me like doing stuff like interviewing Roy Jones Jr. when he was getting ready for fights and things.
Look, I listened to a little bit of our post-game show. Paul Alexander came on the air and said, I don't know how to feel about this game, I believe was his opening salvo. I do know how to feel about this game. For me, you win in New England, it's a great win. You guys want to debate that with me? Anybody else? 412-928-9370. I picked them to lose originally and flip-flopped on Sunday, but my original take and all week was, this is where Steelers games go to die in New England. So how can it be anything other than a good win, as Tomlin put it? Do style points really matter there? I watched Green Bay go to Cleveland and lose yesterday. Everybody loves Tampa Bay. They've won three games by 6 points to get to 3-0. The Chiefs are 1-2. So, yeah, I mean, Minnesota probably played a perfect game yesterday. Congratulations on all their success.
Game.
Seattle played a perfect game, yeah.
Had them in a survivor pool. That felt good.
Right. I mean, I got Trey Essex, and I haven't gone and combed through every caller and every host's take, but I got Trey Essex, who won Super Bowls with the Steelers, saying after the game immediately on Twitter, I can't remember a worse win than today. Trey, try 2 weeks ago in New York against the Jets. That was a less gratifying game. The Jets always suck. The Patriots are not always good, but they always play well against the Steelers. So I'm fine with how things went yesterday. I liked a lot of aspects of yesterday's game. I'm guessing by your silence you don't.
I'm just letting you finish. You done?
I'm not done. I got
you have
3 hours
of takes
55
left.
Minutes to
like
go
to let
here.
You, I like to let you do your opening salvo. And your opening salvo is surprisingly ebullient today. I think you're making a crucial mistake.
It's New England!
Yes, you're saying that a place holds sway over them and that it wasn't the quarterback and the head coach that were there for a very long time that held sway over them.
Well, then why did you pick the Steelers to lose the game then?
because I didn't like what I saw against Seattle, and I thought they were going to lose to a team that had a more mobile and nimble quarterback.
Who
I did
showed not
expect.
Those
I did not expect the team that they played to have the ball covered in bacon grease for the entire game and keep putting it on the ground. And the Steelers have the good fortune to recover every single one of them, which is more of a luck-based thing.
Okay, but the first part of that, I think, is insulting.
Forcing fumbles is a skill.
And you're
forcing
not giving them credit for it. You're making fun of the Patriots.
You haven't even given me time to give them credit
for it.
Oh,
I'm sorry. We're not allowed to talk back and forth to each other after a game?
Well, you are.
What's that?
You are.
I've never said you can't talk to me while I'm setting up the show here.
It was a feel bad win.
Why?
Their offense sucked.
No, it didn't. They
yes,
came out and
did.
Scored two.
Now, they averaged 4 yards a play. They went 2.5 quarters and didn't move the ball more than 20 net yards. Their offense
fair enough,
sucked.
No, it didn't.
It sucked.
Was it better than the Packers' offense yesterday?
It was a reverse Kenny Pickett game. Now we're hoping that the 41-year-old can keep doing it, just like we would hope that Kenny Pickett would find something when he would get a fourth-quarter touchdown drive going.
To say it wasn't good is fine. To say it sucked.
Pony, if a team gets 203 yards and averages 4 yards a play, was their offense good or not?
No, it wasn't good, but you're making it sound like it was one of the worst offensive performances you've ever watched, and that's just not fair. Who was the better offensive team yesterday?
Patriots.
How? They scored 14 points.
Move the ball a lot better.
It's not
turnovers
how
are variable.
So wait a minute. So yards mean more than points?
I would say overall, if you're judging a team over the course of a season, yards mean more than points.
We're talking about yesterday's game.
Yeah.
One team scored 21 and one team scored 14. How is the Patriots turned the ball over 5 times. How is their offense better?
It averaged 1.5 yards more per carry. It averaged a lot more in terms of yards per pass attempt, I believe it would have been, or similar numbers,
and
they
scored
270
points.
Yes, because they turned the ball over twice inside the 5-yard line, which the Steelers deserve credit for. The Steelers' offense, I'm not going to let you distract me from the point, was terrible, which is why it's a feel-bad win.
So
3 consecutive turnovers forced. They generated 1 net yard off of that.
Fair enough.
I don't think the Patriots, after having actually seen them yesterday, are that good of a team. I overrated them a little bit. If you do this against, say, the Detroit Lions, you force 3 straight turnovers, or the Baltimore Ravens, and you get 1 cumulative yard off of it, guess what you're going to end up doing? Losing the football game.
There's zero way, if we were doing New England radio, you would come on the air and say, you know what? The Patriots didn't play a bad offensive game. Look at all their yards. There's no chance you would say that. None whatsoever. That's not a silver lining for them.
And the fact that the Steelers won the game feels like the smallest silver lining for them. I don't take it. It's a feel-bad win. It's the definition for me of a feel-bad win. Trey Essex is right.
So you don't think this win was better than the Jets' win?
No, I actually don't.
Wow. So you think the Jets are better than the Patriots then?
I actually do.
They're 0-3?
If Fields was healthy, I would probably actually pick the Jets.
So you like Fields more than May now?
No, I like that team overall. I think that defense is probably better.
Their defense is better. The Jets' defense has given up 30 points in every game. What are you talking about?
I like McDonald. I like Quinnen Williams. I saw a bunch of names on the Patriots yesterday that didn't get home.
The Patriots' defense came in with the most sacks in the NFL, and they had 0 yesterday. I'm not saying that the Steelers put forth the Mona Lisa, not by any means. But I'm just surprised, and you now are the person that I'm talking to about this, I'm surprised that it's like a dour down feeling after winning in a place where you never win.
Tom Brady isn't there, and neither is Bill Belichick. The venue matters not to me.
The Packers lost to Joe Flacco on the road yesterday.
Okay. So
they
what?
Had a 10-point lead.
So what?
Jordan Love threw what? What do you mean, so what?
Are we doing Green Bay radio?
No,
what does that have to do with what we're doing?
It's not easy to win on the road in the NFL.
Then why have
it's
the Steelers
not.
Managed to do it twice if it's so difficult?
And I'm giving them credit for it right now, which you don't want to do for some reason.
No, I don't.
You love Tampa like they're the greatest team of all time.
Because their quarterback's
legit.
They got
to pee blood to win every game.
Mm-hmm.
How about Rodgers? He gets no credit for the plays he made at the end of the game.
He gets full marks for a great throw to Austin. He gets similar bad marks for the complete ineptitude of the offense. He set up New England on the doorstep with a hideous
Correct.
Yacker of an
Probably
interception.
Probably the worst I've ever seen him throw. I agree with that.
And was bailed out by Cam Hayward in a forced fumble. Like, I'm not going to give the guy enormous amounts of credit. It just feels like a Pickett game from 2023. They started that season by getting outgained in all 10 of their first 10 games and going 6-4. They've done it 3 times already this year, and they are by nothing other than a 60-yard field goal and a shocking turnover performance, 2-1.
But so you said the offense sucked. Did the defense suck too then?
No, the defense had an opportunistic game.
Is that good or bad? Did the defense play well?
They did not play as well as people who want to give them flowers would like to think. But
why?
When you force five turnovers, you're doing something
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. They weren't handed to them. They forced every single one of those turnovers and held the other team to 14 points.
They are fortunate
Ian
to
Eagle
some
said
extent
they wreaked havoc.
That they recovered every fumble.
I happen to agree with Ian Eagle. I think Ian Eagle knows quite a bit about ball. I think that was a nice way of putting it. Five turnovers, that's the most they did in Cincinnati a couple years ago. But that's something that they should be lauded for. Not, well, New England just handed the ball to them.
No, they punched the ball out, but it's to some degree lucky falling on all four of the fumbles that they forced. Forcing the fumbles, skill issue, good skill. Getting lucky enough to recover the fumbles, all four of them, 4-for-4, lucky.
So you don't give them credit for a win then, it's a lucky win.
It's a feel-bad win. It's exactly what I said at the start.
412-928-9370. Let's go to Dejan in Pittsburgh. He'll lead us off. Hello, Dejan. All right, Dejan, great call. Logan's next. Hello, Logan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
Hey, I mean, it's a win, but it's an ugly win. Like Tomlin says, we know how to win ugly. Well, how about we win pretty sometime? This is a team that we should have beat by 3 scores. I honestly thought that
it was a 1-point spread in Vegas. Literally nobody said before the game the Steelers should go there and blow them out. What are you talking
about? Did your expectation for that change, Pony, when they jumped up 14-0?
But you're not giving them credit for
I'm
going up 14-0.
I'm asking you.
I did not think they were going to blow them out.
So
at
you
no
thought
point.
At 14-0 that this game was going to end up coming down to the wire.
Have you watched most Steelers games under Mike Tomlin? Yes, I had
That's
a pretty good
the,
feeling
okay,
it
good.
Was going to be a close
Thank you.
Game.
That just made my point. They can't be trusted to do anything right to finish off an opponent that they have down and out early. They let them right back into the game with soft defense. I think Hunter Henry just caught another pass 5 minutes ago.
So
they
what?
Let them right back
they
in the game.
They turned the ball over 5 times and scored only 14 points.
Are you going to count on them turning over teams 5 times?
No, but I give them credit for doing that, which you guys seemingly don't want to do. Logan, please continue.
If this was Aaron Rodgers' worst game, I'm not complaining. This is a Kenny Pickett performance, but if this was his worst game he'll play all year, I'm not complaining. He threw 2 touchdowns and a pick, yeah, but we got to get the run game going. We had 64 yards rushing. Aaron Rodgers was our 3rd leading rusher with 1 yard. I don't know why Kenneth Gainwell is getting the ball like he is. I mean, he scored, which was nice, but he does not need to be getting the ball.
He barely did. He also scored a touchdown.
The last time a Steelers team won by one possession after forcing 5 turnovers in a game was the opener in 2022 against the Bengals, and I felt similarly after that game because it just felt like, wow, okay, Trubisky deserves a little bit of credit for making some wild plays down the very end, but they were incredibly fortunate to win a game where they had almost every other factor go their way.
But I think when a team forces 5 turnovers, the defense should get complimented. And now, wow,
I'll give them
really
props for forcing.
Way.
I'll give them props for forcing them. None of them were cheap. Hayward got a finger on the ball that Echols picked off, and they to their credit, they knew when Ramondre Stevenson was on the field that it was time to go punching for the football.
I give Tomlin credit for that too. They made it a point of emphasis all week. Then they took advantage of it. That's a
and then I see this
scouting.
And then I
job.
See this headline though from Steelers Depot that Kazor wrote up. Steelers defenders explained third and fourth down rows. We were not paying attention.
Yeah.
I don't give them much credit for that.
Well, I'm not either, but I never said they played a great game. It's a great win because of where it happened. They always go there and lose. And that was like the focus point of all the conversation this week. They're not playing well, and New England beats them without Brady and Belichick.
It's different for me playing them.
Well, where was that analysis before the game, Chris? From you.
I just thought they weren't going to win. But they and the fact that they won, they have a unique ability to win games I don't think they're going to win and still make me feel pretty bad coming out of the win that they're not going to have any kind of thing come from this game that is transferable down the stretch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm sure Starkey's going to come in and say they stink. I'm sure Pony's going to say they stink. But as I said, it's a win. Accept it and move forward because I think this team has a good chance of getting better.
Don't tell me what to do, Kabali.
He didn't mention you. He called out me and Joe by name and said that Starkey and I were going to go on the air and say the Steelers stink. Just not at all what I'm saying.
I think it's pretty funny that Mark will tweet stuff during the game that I think is a relevant tweet, something to the effect of, for example, the Steelers have three consecutive turnovers that they've forced and have only gotten 1 yard. Good stat. Good point, like, as to how inept they were.
And then what did he tell you about the game stats?
And as soon as the game goes final, it's all hunky-dory and fun. And what
stats
is it?
Are for nerds.
Okay, so is he a nerd when he tweets about the game and the minute it goes final,
Mark
he transforms into one of the guys from Revenge of the Nerds?
There's many faces of Mark Kabali.
Oh, yeah, okay. Contains multitudes.
We see those faces when he's in the
sleepy
locker
face.
Room interviewing guys. All right, Tomlin called it a good team victory. I agree with him. Malzi paraphrased, this is a win that feels like a loss.
It's a feel-bad win. That is my term. Everyone says, oh, that's a feel-good. No, this is a feel-bad win.
So feel worse about the Steelers' offense, feel worse about the Steelers' defense, feel worse about the Steelers in general? Do I have that right?
Feel a little better about the defense. Like, their start, that's more towards, like, okay, you didn't stop the Patriots a lot in the middle part of the game. They went up and down the field, but then you did force turnovers. But offense still cannot run the ball in the slightest. Rodgers, it was very fits and spurts. And then most of the game, after the first quarter, they had the ball for 16 of the last 45 minutes.
That's just
not a winning recipe.
But I'm going to ask you again, though. Why is it that the Bucs can beat the Jets literally the same exact way the Steelers beat them on a last-second field goal, and you love that team, and you're so down on this team, when all they've done is play not high-scoring games, but close games that they've won either by a made kick or a missed kick at the buzzer. How is that?
Because they've actually outgained two of their three opponents. I think
they should outgain all three based on who they've played. Penix got shut out by Carolina yesterday.
And then they just throttled the Vikings the week before.
Well, they didn't throttle them. They only scored one touchdown. It was because Minnesota
score in that game?
They scored 22 points.
And what was Minnesota's total? Six?
Yeah, with J.J.
McCarthy.
So they
beat them by 16 points. So that's
the Falcons did, not the Bucs.
Yes, and that team beat the Falcons to start the year. And then they beat the Texans on the road, who I think are a better team than either of the two teams the Steelers have beaten. And they were hammering the Jets, and I understand it's where the game ends. That score was 23-6. Actually, it was 23-6.
And they were trailing with
And then some crazy stuff started to happen.
Right, and that happens sometimes on the road. Crazy stuff happened to the Packers yesterday.
Well, that game was at home.
And they lost.
Yes, I'm aware, Pony. We're not doing Green Bay Sports Radio or Milwaukee Sports Radio.
No, but when a Super Bowl contender loses,
do you think that on the road are better? Do you think the Packers are a better football team than the Steelers? Yes. Or
yes.
No? Okay.
And I think the Browns are worse than the Patriots, which goes to show you.
Do you think the Buccaneers are better than the Steelers? Yes or no?
Maybe by a little.
By a little.
Yes. One team's 3-0. One team's 2-1. One team's 1-3.
What's your expectation now on the Steelers? You had them at 7-10 to start the year. You said that the first win got them maybe to 8-9. Now what are they?
I still think they're a pretty mediocre football team.
Do you think the Bucs are probably going to win the NFC South?
Maybe. They should. They're scheduled the next month is a bitch.
I think they could win like 10 or 11 games at least, and I think their quarterback is considerably better than Rodgers.
All I'm saying is that they're like this, if the Steelers went on the road and won in Cleveland this year in similar fashion to what we watched yesterday, I would not rip them for it because for whatever reason, they typically go there and lose.
I think you're, again, conflating just a location on the map, Foxborough.
Those are big deals!
With the people who plied their trade there. It wasn't the same when they went in and blasted them in 2008 because Matt Cassel was playing
quarterback. We watched them lose to Bailey Zappe and Mac Jones!
Okay.
Yes! So my expectations are usually not sky high against the Patriots. And yours weren't either.
They were playing a quarterback that they had never seen. And they were playing a coach that Tomlin was 3-0 against coming into the game.
Well, then why
4-0.
Didn't you pick the Steelers to beat them?
I still
then.
Didn't think they were very good, and I came out of the game feeling the same way.
So the game,
it's a result that because of what happened.
So the process
between,
was so bad, you don't care about the result.
Exactly.
Thank you. Jeff is on the fan. Hello, Jeff.
Hey guys.
Hey man.
It's like any given Sunday. Was it a good win or a lucky win? Obviously, it was a lucky win. But you'd also have to say, did they win or did the Patriots lose? You know, there's a part of the other equation there, too.
I'm very fond of doing the other team lost routines. Pony saw that firsthand many years ago.
I mean, not every week are they going to have five turnovers. Happens to be yesterday, which was lucky days for who else? You know, the Bucks.
No, it was not. Hold on. No, time out. It was not luck yesterday that they got five takeaways. Was the Vikings win over the Bengals luck because they forced five turnovers?
No, I'm talking the Rams. In Philly, they had Philly, you know, a free.
Okay,
it is luck that they fall on all four fumbles. That is statistically a noisy thing that you almost never see. A team forces four and gets all four of them.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm just telling you, that is, by definition, that is somewhat lucky to go 4-for-4 in something that I think the statistical recovery rate is probably much closer
to 50-50. It's probably 50-50.
Yes.
Here's Cameron next. Hello, Cameron.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Man.
I'm confused, and respectfully, I have to disagree with you today, Andrew. I always appreciate your takes, but you predicted a 21-2 loss, and you were doom and gloom last week, and now all of a sudden, because they forced five turnovers, accumulate 0 points off of it, you think that they're
that's not
on
true.
The up and
Hold
up,
on a second. That's not true. They didn't accumulate 0 points off of those. They forced a fumble of Drake May at the end of the game, and then they went downfield and scored a touchdown to close it out.
Okay, I'm misremembering then, yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty big misremember, Cam.
I just think because you talk louder than everybody, that doesn't make you more right, Andrew. I disagree
So let me ask you this question. Do we ever get to a point of the year where they just get credit for winning? If this were a playoff game, would we be bitching about it, how they won?
Oh, well, nationally, they always give him credit for winning, and I think always a problem. This is a Mike Tomlin win. He ekes these wins out all the time, and we're constantly not good enough to run with the big dogs in the NFL. It's just the truth.
Okay, if this was a playoff game, they would have gotten beat by 3 touchdowns because they'd have been playing a better team that would have not allowed them to get away with only scoring
21. Say the same thing about the Chiefs right now?
That they're, in general, what?
That if they play the way they do against good teams, they're going to lose?
Yeah, but I have faith that the Chiefs are going to get Rasheed Rice
Patrick
back
Mahomes
and other guys.
And Andy Reid, of course.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that, like, the start of the game, I give the Steelers high marks. Like, hey, you come out there, you do some good things, you get the ball and go right down the field, you force a turnover, you're up 14-0. Awesome. Like, put the boot on the neck.
I mean, what I'm just...
Instead, a team that couldn't get out of its own way kept getting chances to come back in the game.
Here's what I'll do. Everybody obviously wants to talk about how much they suck and how this win meant nothing and how they played like garbage. So I'll move out of the way and I'll allow you to facilitate a conversation. Donnie can chime in as well. And everybody can just talk like they lost the game yesterday and give them zero credit for winning what I thought was a pretty pivotal game. New England's in the same boat as you. The Bills are going to win the AFC East. The Ravens are going to win the AFC North. That leaves three wild card spots. It's a pretty big game. Head-to-head, tiebreaker, record, all of those things. The Steelers won. The Patriots lost. And 30 minutes into the show, it sounds like the Steelers embarrassed themselves in New England from the sounds of things. So if that's the kind of radio people want, I will acquiesce to that, and I'll let people sound off like that. Follow us on Twitter.
Did this game make you feel,
Peters Township? Visit them, SouthHillsKia.net.
Did this game make you feel better about their chances heading into the Minnesota game?
Not really, because of what Minnesota did.
Okay.
I mean, Minnesota. Did you see Minnesota?
Yeah, Minnesota. I know what they did.
Minnesota had 38 points, I think, at halftime.
Isaiah Rodgers made
history. Had the best defensive game of all time, maybe.
PFF gave him the mythical 99.9 grade. They did. They said it's a game that will go down in the.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
History.
Listen to the PM Team on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And yesterday it was Steelers-Patriots, 50 years of the NFL today on CBS. Everybody was dressed up with 70s gear, and the graphics were 70s, and the music and everything else, 70s, which I appreciated. And the Steelers played a game right out of the 1970s by forcing a ton of turnovers and winning in many ways an ugly game. 21-14 to get to 2-1. Let's get to our PM Team plays of the game, starting with Donald Football. Here is his play.
May will fire it. It's picked off. Intercepted by Echols.
Oh, that was a short one. I give a lot of credit to Cam Hayward on this play, too, because once you saw the replay that he deflected the football, that took it from an easy touchdown pass to the interception. Because I think if he gets that through cleanly, it's a touchdown. I forget which receiver was back there. Was it Booty, maybe?
I believe it was Booty.
I think it's a touchdown, and everything's even going into the locker room. I mean, it was able to – it gave them a chance to catch their breath a little bit. They were able to take a lead into the locker room. I know that didn't matter last week, but one of the many timely turnovers they did have, and I do think they deserve credit for those.
Mike Tomlin on Brandon Echols' big game.
He's been real solid, man, but he's been real solid throughout this whole process for us. Team development and so forth. He made some big plays today, the interception, the fourth down tackle. He was engaged in the game. He is a good teammate, and I'm glad we got him.
Donnie, that happened two plays after Drake May looked like he suffered a concussion, and nothing was done about it. Slams his head against the artificial turf.
Ow, my head. Hands go to face helmet, mask.
Has a look of anguish and pain on his face, and the independent neurologists and spotters do absolutely nothing about it.
I thought we had a Josh Dobbs appearance in our future at some point.
I was watching the game in a crowded, you know, with a bunch of different people. Wasn't just like sitting there in the bat cave like Pony, I assume, was taking copious notes. And the initial reaction to the pick when we didn't really notice that Hayward had gotten a finger on it to tip it and alter it was, man, does May see the defender there? Is he even like aware? Because everyone kind of thought he should have been out of the game at that point, at least getting looked at for a play or two.
Here is Mulsey's play of the game.
Stevenson, single setback. The runner, and Stevenson stumbles in, unless he was brought down first, and the Steelers believe they got to him.
I think they have the ball.
And the ball popped free. Peyton Wilson comes out of the pack with it, and this is a bang-bang play. And Pittsburgh has got it.
Ball's out.
Stevenson has fumbled again. He lost it before he hit the goal line.
So that was as bang bang as it gets with like knee was still up a fraction of an inch above the ground when the ball came out. And I highlighted that play for two reasons. One, it came right on the heels of Rodgers throwing, as Pony put it, maybe the worst interception he's ever seen out of him. It was a yacker. It was one that a bad quarterback would throw. It immediately swung the momentum back for the Steelers, and they didn't do a lot with it, which became a theme, but it took the Patriots an entire another 10-plus minutes of game time, actually more than that, to eventually tie the score. And I think it kind of blunted what could have been maybe an onslaught had they gotten the touchdown there. Also, it's Hayward making the play. How about this for a stat line? 6 total tackles, a sack, a quarterback hurry, a pass defensed, which would be your play, Donnie, the Echols play, a forced fumble for Cam Hayward on the heels of a game where they lost against Seattle. But if they win that game, him tipping the ball up that Herbig takes back for a long return and sets up a touchdown is maybe the play of the game. If you want me to be positive about one thing today with no caveats or strings attached, I do believe after one game, rumors of Cam Hayward's demise were in fact greatly exaggerated.
Tomlin on Cam Hayward's fumble.
Huge. You know, that's why we spend as much time practicing down in that space as we do as a collective. We got to be great on defense. In the effort to win the point swing, we got to be great on offense. And when you take the ball away, man, you get all 7 points. Usually you're fighting for 4. But, man, those takeaways, particularly down there, were big.
And here is my play of the game.
Rodgers dials it up. End zone! Touchdown! Calvin Austin! Steelers take the lead.
I thought they were going to settle for 3. Plays going backwards. Kenneth Gainwell gets a pickup to make it 3rd and manageable, and then Austin and Aaron Rodgers. Calvin Austin had a very quiet game to that point. Wide receiver 2 in witness protection ever since the Jets breakout game. And he answers by making a catch on a ball that Aaron Rodgers admitted afterwards was not the best throw he's ever made.
Yeah, we had to have a drive there. So, guys made some plays. That important play was the screen there, Kenny cutting it back inside to give us a 3rd and manageable. And then we actually just talked about that in the huddle before the drive, about just a subtle signal on what I might want if I gave that. And when Cal was on the other side. So it was nice he was in the same page. I didn't throw the best ball, but Cal's so damn fast. You know, he made a great play.
And that's something that PFF won't give him credit for, that they had a little ESP, a little code between the two of them that they shared in exchange that allowed for Calvin Austin to pick up what Aaron Rodgers was putting down and sort of an ad-lib touchdown.
Suggests in that situation. To me that he did not hold against Calvin Austin his little play against the Seahawks, which might have also turned the game in the wrong direction.
Absolutely.
I actually thought it looked on first blush like a very good throw, and probably the more positive thing, if you want me to be positive about something else, is I just assumed Mike Tomlin was going to play for three with Chris Boswell and trust his defense to hold them to nothing. And I love that they've got this guy that you brought in because you love his resume and you know he's an all-time great, and you actually let him try to not win the game outright but put a damn near stranglehold on it.
PM team, plays of the game. Donnie, Brandon Echols, interception. Malsi, Ramondre Stevenson, second fumble. And my play of the game, Rodgers to Austin to win it. 412-928-9370. Let's talk to Bob. He's up in Maine. Hello, Bob.
Hey, what's up, bros?
Hey, man.
Hey. So, you know, a lot of frustrations during this game, I know. But, you know, what I saw was some sort of flashes of, oh, these guys are starting to get themselves together. The first couple of offensive runs for us, I was feeling real positive about that. And then the second half came. But, you know, there's an experiment that's going on here. And, you know, we see them play out there. It's like, wow, wait a minute, these guys might be getting together and figuring it out. And then it's like, whoa, wait a minute, this is awful, right?
So you come out of this game feeling better or worse about them?
I feel better. Overall, I feel better. They went up there, they got a win. I feel better for that. I feel better for the offensive line somewhat. They have to gel. They have to get it together. I think they will over time. I think it'll get better. And the D, I think, will too. I've got some hope for them. I've got some hope. And that's what that win gave me yesterday, was some hope.
Thank you, Bob.
I don't know why. That gave me like Colony vibes.
Man's from Maine and Colony's from New Hampshire, so that would make sense.
Just like the delivery. Like he, I think, wants to be positive. I just would point out, the Steelers had three touchdown drives. They had 8 plays, 48 yards, 12 plays, 70 yards. That's 20 plays and 118 yards. They had penalty yardage help them there. Then they had 9 for 67. Their other drives, I just did the quick math. I'm not counting kneel downs before the end of the half.
Yeah.
3 plays, 5 yards, 3 plays, no yards, 3 plays, 8 yards, 3 plays, 3 yards, 5 plays, 4 yards with 18 penalty yards. And that's it. They sucked for the majority of their drives. That's objectively true. They were getting less than a yard per play for the majority of their drives in this game. They had the ball.
Okay, but if I had said...
They had the ball a total of 10 possessions. I'll take 2 away because one is a kneel down and the other is a kneel down to end the game. They had 8 possessions. 5 of them were garbage. 3 of them yielded touchdowns.
So how many points would they have needed to score for you to say it was a good offensive performance there? 30?
I think 31, yeah. At least another touchdown and a field goal.
So 28 and you still would have been like, not great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.